I create a world believing in me because I believe in myself. I create a world believing in me because I believe in myself. Now, you say, okay, that's an old hat that we're wearing out, and we're going over these things again and again and again. Well, think about this. I go into the doctor's office, and I say, Doctor, I have this problem. I have this problem, and it's tough. And the doctor says, oh, yes. Okay, let's take a look. And so the doctor runs his tests and checks me over and finds that I do have this problem that I tell him that I have. And then he says, okay, now, if you will do as I ask you to do, you will bring about a different circumstance in your life than the problem that you're experiencing. And you say, hey, you sound very interesting. I haven't had a doctor tell me those things before. Well, I'm that way. Okay, what do I do? What do I do to bring about health in my body, where right now I'm experiencing this thing that I don't really like? Well, the doctor says, here's what you do. First, you have to talk to your body. Your body listens to you. Your body is always listening to you. Your body is listening to the music you give it, the stories you give it, the books that you read, the television that you watch, the theater that you go to. Your body is listening to all that stuff and it's saying, is that really this guy? Is that really the person that I'm living in? Is that really Herb? And the body says to itself, well, I guess that's what he likes. That's what he appreciates. He appreciates this drama and this violence, and he appreciates all these terrible things. He appreciates worrying about his mother and about his father and about his brothers and sisters and about everybody in the world. He appreciates doing that. So, well, okay, then what is the result from doing that sort of thing? Well, when I put my mind and my attention on something that is not very pleasant or something that's not very rewarding, then that's exactly what I get. That's exactly what I get back. And so that's why I went to the doctor. I said, Doctor, I got this problem. And the doctor says, okay. Now, here is how you accomplish the solution to that problem. We have 2 times 2 equals 4. 2 times 2 equals, that's the problem. 4 is the answer. Now, what is the answer to your circumstance? What is the answer to your life where you have this illness or this condition that bugs you? Well, it's there. How did it happen? Oh, I don't know. Well, you sure do. You associated with thoughts that brought that idea into your life. You associated with ideas that told your body that it was less than perfect. You associated with ideas that your body is drinking alcohol. Your body is smoking cigarettes. Your body is doing all those things that are negative to its proper operation. And then you say, why does my body have this negative situation? Well, the answer is very clear, isn't it? Oh, doctor, I've never had a doctor talk to me like that before. Boy, how can you afford to talk to anybody like that? Well, because you came to me because that's who you are. You came to me saying, I create a world believing in me because I believe in myself. And so you're saying to me, doctor, I believe in myself. I believe in me. I believe that I am able to have a whole and perfect body. I believe that I can have a life that's filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness. I believe that. Well, if you believe that, let's start to work on it. Now, if you're going to go around calling your son a little monster, he'll continue to be a monster, and as a monster, he'll grow to be a big monster and a terrible monster all his life. But if you take that child, who you are, and you take that child and you say, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are thoughtful, you are loving, you make me so proud of you. Everything you do is great, is good, is wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you. And the son is going to respond. Your body is the same as your son. It's going to respond as you say, I like you. Oh, I like you, I like you, I like you. And take your hands and move them over the... move it over your body. But don't necessarily touch your body. Just gently caress your body without hardly touching it and saying, I love you, I love you. And the energy from your fingers and the energy from your body are going to sparkle between themselves, and your body is going to wake up and say, hey, I like this, I like this. I'm being appreciated. I'm being loved. Hey, they don't want me to act sick. They want me to act well. Now, how do I act well? How do I act fantastic? And your body is talking to you like that. And you say back to it, you are whole and perfect. Intrinsically, you are that way from the beginning. Your original purity and integrity is to be whole and perfect. Now, let's be whole and perfect. Let's be wonderful. Let's be fantastic. Let's be joyous. Let's do it. So I create a world believing in me because I believe in myself. I create a body believing in me because I believe in myself. I create everything in my life believing in me because I believe in myself. And the only way that my body is going to shine forth anything other than something that I don't want, the only way it's going to shine forth who I really am is when I recognize who I am and I tell my body, hey, I know you're in there. I know wholeness is in there. I know purity is in there. I know divinity is in there. I know that I'm a whole and perfect person. I know I'm good. I know I'm wonderful. I know I'm just fantastic. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is my reality. And so as I say that, as I say this is my reality, my body says, oh, okay, okay, okay. I thought your reality was all that nonsense that you were looking at. I thought your reality was all that unhappiness in your life. I thought that reality was what you were doing to your body with your feeding and seeing and acting and working. When you say, I can't do it, well, then your body says, oh, that's another one. Chalk it up to I can't do it. The body can't do these things. And the body doesn't do it. The body has no capacity to do something that you don't believe it can do. Now, your belief is not going to make something happen that is not intrinsically there. Your belief is going to bring about things that are always there, wonderfully, beautifully, now, and always there. So, since that is the case, what happens? Since that is the case, then as you say, I create a world believing in me because I believe in myself. I create a body believing in me because I believe in myself. I create a body that's whole and perfect. I create a body that's wonderful. I create a body that is physically ideal. I create myself doing all those things that are absolutely magnificent and absolutely outstanding in everything I do. That's what I create. But I created purposefully, I created significantly, I created with all my thought, with all my dream, with all my desire. Now, the doctor is still talking, and he says, now, are you able to ignore an illusion and bring about a different illusion? Because all these illusions are there, and you can have them or not, according to your desire. Now, what illusions do you want in your life? What illusion do you want in your world? Do you want the illusion of illness, or do you want the illusion of wholeness? Oh, I want the illusion of wholeness. Okay. Then, dwell in wholeness. Dwell in the illusion of wholeness and watch wholeness be demonstrated in your experience. Watch wholeness be all that your body knows, all that you know, all that everyone who looks at you knows. When you walk into a room with a smile on your face, people don't know you have sorrow, and you don't need to know it yourself. You don't need to have it. You say, all is in divine order. Whatever experience brought me sorrow, it was a wonderful experience that I had, and now it's complete. Now it's done. Now I move on to my next experience. I move on to saying that all of my markings are ideal, all of my attitudes about myself are ideal, all of my statements about myself are ideal. I am ideal in every wonderful way. And so the doctor looks at us and he says, I see you working on it. I can see inside of you, and I can see all of those vibrations that are coming out and saying that you're whole and perfect, that you're fantastic, that you're glorious, that you're wonderful. You know, would you like to stand out in the front entrance of my office here and shine like you're doing right now? I would like all of my patients to see how healing works, how you create a world believing in yourself because you believe in yourself. I would like all of my patients to know that, because this is what I teach them. I teach my patients to be themselves and have fun. I teach my patients to live in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. I teach my patients to be fantastic. Oh, doctor, you are marvelous. You are marvelous. I am glad I create a world believing in me because I believe in myself. And I'm glad I create a world that I created a doctor believing in me because I believe in myself. I'm glad that I create my friends believing in me because I believe in myself. I'm glad I create everything in my world, my family, my life, my work, everything that I do. People believe in me because I believe in myself. I like myself. I am wonderful. And as I like myself, and I am wonderful, all of the joys of my life are revealed to me. Just as I'm the ideal chauffeur, just as I live in my ideal wholeness, just as I am whole and perfect right now, so it is now and forever. So it is now and eternally. So it is throughout all my life. Join me in this realization for yourself. I create a world believing in me because I believe in myself. And together, we'll walk through life whole and perfect every way possible. And that's what life is all about. I love you. You're fantastic.